You're listening to Channel Africa. In many African households, some topics are easier to discuss than others, but we're changing that here on Rise and Shine, talking about some awkward and even ridiculous taboo topics. This morning, we're looking at menstrual taboo. In some societies, it involves menstruation being perceived as unclean or embarrassing, inhibiting even the mention of menstruation, whether in public or in private, among friends in the household or with men. And this adds to the challenge faced by many young women who already struggle to access sanitary products. Young girls still fear being judged and stigmatized or told they're dirty during their period. In an effort to address this problem, a digital platform and app called FemConnect has been designed to support 1 million girls and women in South Africa by 2030. Let's welcome founder of FemConnect, Asonele Kotu, who's on the line. Asonele, good morning.
Morning, Aurelia. How are you?
I'm very well. Firstly, why do you think that there's still discomfort in talking about menstruation?
Well, I think it's been a long-coming situation where the taboos have been there and the stigma has been there for generation and generations. So it's almost like it's been passed on where you don't talk about periods. You do not talk about why is this thing happening to my body? And we've always been told that it's a private thing, and it's also a place where you are dirty. So girls have been fed the information that you keep this to yourself, and that's how the taboos and the stigmas have kept on going for all these years. But now we're breaking those and saying, no, this is not a private topic. We need to start talking about this because there are other issues that are linked to menstruation, and the silence is not necessarily helping us address.
And what would you say are the consequences of periods being a taboo subject? Who's the most affected?
Well, the most affected would be, I would say, young girls, because if you look at the landscape of South Africa currently, we've got a high rate of girls that are experiencing period poverty. And because we've been told that it's a private topic that you do not talk about, it's very difficult for young girls who are in need to actually reach out to people and say, you know, I need a sanitary pad because I'm on my period and at home we don't have money, because you're so scared that that person is going to judge you. The second thing is that we've been always told that you are dirty when you are in your period. So at times it kind of knocks down the self-confidence of a girl, because if you go to somebody and you're asking for help and you're saying, I don't have sanitary pads, you're already thinking that I'm dirty. And here you are standing thinking that, oh, maybe I probably stink as well because I don't even have a pad on. So the confidence is also broken down. And I would say the most affected people by these taboos and by these stigmas are those that are actually in need, that cannot voice out their needs because of the whole conversations that have been there for generations around menstruation and how we should never talk about menstruation or even ask help around menstruation.
Asonele, I just want to get you on a clearer line. If you've got us on speaker, please hold your handset to your ear or move around a bit for us.
Is it better now?
That's much better. I was asking about FemConnect, which you've explained it wants to break down barriers around menstrual hygiene. Can you tell us a bit more about this innovation and who your target market is?
So what we want to do with FemConnect is, for starters, we want to create platforms where girls can be able to say, hey, I'm Asonele, I'm from Khayelitsha, I need help. And we get that information because we find that sometimes people need help, but they do not know where to go to get a helpful sanitary pad, because it's also still a sensitive topic and you need to feel comfortable with the person that you're actually asking help for. So we've created a segment in our website and also on our online mobile app where a girl can say, hi, I need help, please contact me. And then what we then do is we source donors to say, we've got X amount of girls in this area that are looking for sanitary pads, you can donate via the FemConnect platform. Therefore, we do the matching and then we do the distribution. Alternatively, we do distribution through our beneficiary organizations who are already doing work in schools. So these would be your NGOs that do work with girls in schools, and they do random donations like maybe once or two times a month and everything. And what we do is we support them to ensure that there's a sustainable supply to the girls in schools. Secondly, what we also do is there's an educational element that we are introducing. We've got something called the Teen Starter Kit that we are introducing towards the end of this month and in August. And the Teen Starter Kit is more like an educational pack that you can give to a young girl when she gets a period for the first time. And in this starter kit, what we explain is we're saying to the girl, you are fine, nothing's wrong with your body. What you're going through is natural. And there's a little leaflet inside that actually breaks down to say, this is actually what's happening. Your blood is not dirty. You are not dirty. So we're breaking down all these taboos to make her understand that this is a natural occurrence that is happening in your body. So don't fear that this is how you manage it. So there's the educational component that we're also providing to say, it's okay to be on your period and it's okay to speak about your period. And the third component is that we support period poverty, and we do this out there because we don't want to do it on the side where girls do not have access to this information. So we use social media, we do public campaigns, we speak to people out there, and we are very vocal and out there with our campaigns to say period poverty is a human rights issue. So we should not be addressing it in little corners. We should be talking about it because it's escalating. And we do all of this through digital means, but we also have our community engagement and activations within communities where we encourage people to start the conversations and to come to them clinics and get help if they need help, or to access sanitary pads or tampons or whatever other feminine hygiene products that they might need through our platform.
Asonele, what more would you like to see as behavioral changes to not only encourage period acceptance, but also to make sure that those who need quality sanitary products have access?
You know, what we've been also overlooking over these years is also addressing the issue around menstruation within girls that are physically challenged and disabled. And if you go into a retail shop today and go and purchase a sanitary pad, the likelihood of you finding a product that is designed for a girl that is disabled or physically challenged are close to zero. And also what we see is that the variety that's available there, for example, you don't see menstrual panties that are locally produced. You don't see rewashable pads that are locally produced. You don't see all these new innovations that are coming up there, which are locally produced, which are also so long-term sustainable, which a girl can use instead of once of products. So the change needs to be also to how do we address the issue of diversity of products that we see around us? And how do we address the minority groups that are not being spoken to or not being addressed when it comes to accessing products, like, for example, the physically challenged that I've mentioned? And also what we also need to start talking about is that it's about time that we stop leaving the job of addressing period poverty to NGOs and private people donating their own money and corporates. Maybe it's about time that we speak about it on a policy level where our government addresses the policy of sexual and reproductive health to say, how can we address the issue of providing free sanitary pads to disadvantaged locations and amplifying education about menstrual health in schools as well, so that girls are knowledgeable with what's happening in their bodies, and also maybe communities can be involved in this, and that it then reduces the whole burden of period poverty and girls not being able to get access to school facilities because of the fact that they are on their period at a specific time in a month.
That brings us to the end of Taboo Thursdays. Asonele Kotu, CEO and founder of FemConnect, thank you for joining us.